Welcome to Android Snacks. Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell. Let's get started. Blog post this week, we have Why Every Android Developer Should Use Ango by Adrian Boutcross. Adrian takes us through some examples of using the Ango Commons library, which really helps improve doing the everyday coding on Android. On-click listeners, toasts, sizing, and intents all become much more pleasant to use. If you're just starting out with Kotlin, it's really worth a read to see what it can do. Next up, we have The Trouble with Clickable Spam by Mark Allison. Mark gives us a brief history on smartphone UI design before diving into showing us the issue of touch area for text in a clickable span and how this might be seen as a design bug. Finally, we have Why Not RX Lifecycle by Dan Liu. In this blog post, Dan talks about why he, the author of RX Lifecycle, is now trying to stop using his own creation. He details the reasons that the automatic nature of RX Lifecycle may have unintended consequences and suggests some alternative patterns. If you're a user of RX Lifecycle, it's definitely worth a read. For our first talk this week, we have Be Like Water, Keeping Up with Android by Huinte Dao. Huin takes us through how to keep up with all the new things that come our way as Android developers. She talks about, amongst other things, how we can keep up to date, how to handle all the new information that comes our way, and not being afraid to experiment with what works for you. There's a whole bunch of 360 and dev talks for day one on the Realm Academy right now, so go check them out. There's also a playlist of talks for Mobile Central Europe on YouTube, so make sure you check them out also. For updates and tools and libraries this week, we had Android Studio 3.0 Canary 9. There's been more bug fixes. Body Moving now includes animated vector drawable export. This means you can now create an AVD from After Effects and put it straight into your drawables folder, and et voila. Previously, to do this from After Effects, you needed to use Lottie. Make sure to check out Nick Butcher's article on how to export it. There's been updates to the docs for Port Aduf mode. This now includes diagrams, so you can finally see what effect each mode has. Nearby Connections 2.0 is announced, which allows for high bandwidth, low latency encrypted transfers between nearby devices in a fully offline peer-to-peer manner. Glide 4 has been released. Previously you could get release candidates, but now this is the final stable for V4. And finally we have GeniMotion 2.10, which now allows you to simply install Google Play services and the Google Play Store through a widget on the emulator. New in libraries this week, we have Additive Animations. This is a new library for animations which aims to make them smoother and easier to write. Make sure to check out the corresponding blog post to get more details. Now it's time for other stuff. We had a new Android Developers Backstage podcast this week, Graphics. Chet and Roman talk to Matthias about graphics. They talk about low-level graphics and performance, all things beyond the graphic APIs you probably already know. We had a new The Context podcast this week, Conductor with Eric Cook. Hannes and Arthur talk to Eric about Conductor, a framework created as an alternative to Fragments. And finally, we had an Android Dialogues episode, WebSocket, with Chris Guzman. Huen talks to Chris about WebSockets, how they can be used on Android, and how they are different to HTTP. Now it's time for conferences. Coming up, we have Android Dev Conference in Sao Paulo, Brazil, on the 24th of August, and also Android Summit in McLean, Virginia, on the 24th of August. Finally, we have DroidCon Berlin on the 3rd of September in Germany. That's it for this week. If I happen to butcher your name, I sincerely apologise, and that goes for anyone on any previous weeks. You can find us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please do let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find all show notes for this week's episode at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and catch you next week.